Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everybody. We are having our Tuesday edition.
Instant edition.
Instant troll.
Well, we've had a couple of problems, yeah. So anyway, here we are. We're all set to give you readings and talk to you concerning your issues or situations, the dilemmas, basically, that are facing you at this time. I want to remind everyone that we are only using an ordinary deck of cards. It's the only tool, well, physical tool for this, because we're going to also use two other tools. Those tools are called choice and change. These are huge in terms of this particular reading method. And why that is because we're able to actually look down the path to your future from where you are right now in the present. And I'm trying to fix my light. Okay. And the thing is, there's an awful lot about that path that can be subject to change. So we look at options. If there's something on your path in the future that you're not real delighted with, we work on changing that. If you see lots of happiness, success, joy, and it's coming to you, well, then we work on embracing that. Either way, it's a choice that is made, and the change will result. So we want to remind everybody that we actually do create our own realities. And I'm living proof. I'm sitting in the middle of mine, something I wanted for many years. While I was living in a little tiny town up in northern Minnesota, and I dreamed of winters without snow, having my own office, flowers blooming all year round. I mean, just to me, it was a slice of paradise. And I'll tell you what, if I can live my dream, you can live yours. So now I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo Baggins, who is riding shotgun with me, and he's going to share some tips on how to make your reading phone call the best it can be.
First two things quickly is the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our disclaimer. Second is if you're an international caller, viewer on Facebook, let us know. We'll give you an international shout out. We have Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Canada. And Jen is somewhere overseas, was here earlier. We never know where Jen is. Jen's a traveler. It looks like she's still at UAE.
Oh, Jen. Our Jen.
United Arab Emirates, I believe she's still there.
You're still over there in
Dubai. So she is technically
in Dubai.
She's an international.
Yes, she is.
Yes. Okay. Number, because that's all our primary method of calling in. Now people come and they people go.
Yeah.
That number is 515-602-9676. That is the number you can call or Skype in, because we do get Skypers. You'll hear message that you're going to go on hold and listen to the show, and that will be a true statement, and that means everything's working perfectly if you're hearing the show. We'll see you on an actual list, so you will not be forgotten. You have 30,000 callers ahead of you. It won't be anything like that. We'll get to you. We can extend the show a little bit, not too much tonight because we got something afterwards. But we won't cut you off, that's for sure. Oh, 7 o'clock sharp. Done. No, we won't do that.
We only do that on Mondays.
Monday we have no control because they're booked solid on
News for the Soul. Is not our operation.
Yeah, they have shows that are booked, so they have to. They have no choice. Anyway, when we take your call, get off that speakerphone, get off that Bluetooth, because it sounds like crap on our end, if you can do it legally and safely. If you can't, well, then we'll have to see what we can do. Things you can do either way, speakerphone or not, is stop doing the multitasking when we go live, sit down and relax. Definitely background noises can be a big dog. Big dog. By the time it comes out of our speakers after going through the internet, it can be very degraded. And we don't want to have to kick anybody to the curb. What ends up happening is everybody's asking each other to repeat themselves over and over and over, and it makes your reading longer. Your reading is more unpleasant for you, and it screws some people behind you waiting. So.
Now, if things happen and we're in progress with your reading, remember, these shows are posted right after we have conducted them. They'll be on Blog Talk Radio. They're also going to be posted on Facebook. And I forgot to welcome our Facebookers, Jim.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Luna's here. There's a bunch of them here.
Anybody that wants to.
Jim, Luna, Laura.
Tune in and watch us live.
A bunch of people.
Just pop into the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. We're streaming live and we're recording.
Now, after your reading is concluded with Deb, that means it's over. Everybody heard that, right? It's over. Over means don't start asking 2, 3, 4, 5 other questions. It's over because it'll be angel card time, and then we have to take other callers. It's fair. We can't just keep lingering with one caller. We wouldn't get to anybody. You're welcome to call back each and every show.
Yes, and we have a producer that has said, I tend to run long. So they're trying to tighten things up a little bit.
Because they're free readings.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you should get your little question and get your question answered, and we move on to the next person, too, that's trying to get a free reading. If you really want to get dig down deep, in depth, go to the Psychic, probably can't really see it, it's real small, people are watching, but the ones that are listening, psychiclovedoctor.com, it's spelled out phonetically, just like that, correctly, and you can arrange for private reading. And then you can have at it all, one-on-one.
Yes, you can.
All right, I am going to go to the caller boards. We're going to, I think it's 502 is first. I believe you are in Kentucky, correct? 502?
Yes, I'm in Kentucky.
Well, hello there. What is your first name?
Melody.
Melody, have you called us before?
I have not.
Oh, well, we have to welcome you then as a newcomer to our show.
We are
Thank you.
We're very happy to have you, and we're, don't be nervous. Very easy to talk to. We'd like you to tell us some details about what situation you're in and the question that you have for your reading.
I'm very sensitive, so I pick up on a lot of stuff that drains me. I've been feeling stuck lately. And just kind of at a crossroad, not knowing. And that's in general, nothing specific, just in general at a crossroad.
Well,
like your career?
Yeah, how's your career?
Is that what you want to talk about?
I'm currently not working due to several health reasons.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it's kind of a career thing you'd like to see.
Okay, and how is your love life?
Love is in the air.
That right now I'm kind of confused about. I'm not real sure whether to go forward with a situation or kind of to back off.
Okay, those are interesting things. Real quick, international shout out to Carly, also in the United Kingdom.
Yes, hello, Carly.
And real quick, well, your cards are going down, hon, so just hang on. I know it's your first time.
Okay.
Real quick, folks, the show is young, and if we get a chance, we will open the floor to messenger calls, which opens the door to the folks overseas.
Yes, it does. Did we talk about that?
I don't think we did.
No, I think you missed that one.
So I will talk about it now.
So
it's a call-in show, but we also will open up messenger once in a while. Sometimes even our domestic people can't call in for one reason or another. But if you're friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger, you can call us then, but only when we open that door and request it. Otherwise, we have to, because it doesn't have a hold system. Otherwise, we'll have to kill you. Not literally. We'll have to kill your transmission. We won't kill you physically.
No. I hope not.
I don't have those kind of power. Oh, good Lord. All right, anyway. Bring it on.
All right. So, Well, let me see. Now, please remember, Melody, this is your first time with me.
Yep.
And it takes a couple, two, three readings for me to actually build a rapport with you and an intuitive connection.
Yeah, we understand more details come out as this reading goes. Sorry.
We have
understand.
We have a lot of regulars that when they call, they can now say, just give me a general reading. I'm able to do that on the first reading, no, because, you know, things are just so broad.
New, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, first of all, I really think that you should look into and research being an empath, because I think that's really what your gift is.
It is.
And you have to learn to have boundaries, because my first impression of your cards is that you tend to get overwhelmed with all sorts of, you've got thoughts, feelings, vibrations coming at you, energy left and right, and that would overwhelm anybody. Imagine like walking, say, through a crowded mall. All right, it's crowded. But imagine being able to pick up on what everybody is thinking. It would make it really hard for you to actually move forward in the mall. You'd probably want to just run and hide somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd fall down an escalator or something. I don't know what I would do.
So
the airport's really what gets me. Airports.
Oh, yeah. Well, I worked with a woman.
Didn't you wear like tinfoil around your head or something? And...
Oh, no, the woman I worked with was very empathic too. And what she always did before she went into a really hectic, chaotic and noisy situation is she would imagine that there was are you old enough to know what a telephone booth is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of them out there that don't.
Superman's changing.
I know.
Yeah. If you imagine that you are walking inside of that, it will calm that down. And you can also sing to your own, spiritual empath ability. I'm not receiving now. This is not a time for me to receive. And that will certainly help a lot.
Okay.
And the feeling of being stuck. I've explained this before. It really isn't that you're stuck. In fact, I see some really incredible things coming for you, Melody, in the future. I would say beginning in 2020, 2023, yep. You are going to, starting right at the first of the year, I feel you're going to start definitely feeling better, having more energy. And also, there was something I was going to say about that. Just give me a minute. Also facing a lot of new opportunities. This feeling of being stuck, I use as an example to everyone. You know how you'll have this caterpillar and it will build itself a cocoon and it goes in there and then it's going to morph in there into a butterfly. Well, we often go through these episodes ourselves where we are like stuck, like the caterpillar. But it's not really stuck. We're just maybe moving a little bit ahead of our own time. And the future, the present, it all needs to catch up to us. So what's happening is everything around you is it's evolving around you. It's advancing. And at the time when it's ready, you won't feel stuck anymore. You'll see that... This period, this could be a period of reflection, of maybe working on your health. And I was wondering, are you taking, and you don't have to tell us what, but do you take medication for your health issues?
I do.
Sometimes there are side effects that we don't pay attention to until we need to. And you might find that... some of the, I don't know what to call it, around
side effects?
Yeah, from her medication, okay. She should look at those.
Sure, yeah, I mean, we all should. We never do a lot of
times. Absolutely.
But a lot of times they're alarming.
Okay.
Well, I know the way they do it.
Yeah, might cause you to grow a third eye. You know, it's like, And then they say, don't take this medicine if you're allergic to this medicine.
But how do
really?
You
really? Know? Yeah. Do you really have to tell me that? But anyway.
I know, that should be a given.
It should be.
It should.
But we got lots of dorkosauruses in our country, and they love the go-get lawyers.
And we have to remember, doctors are practicing medicine, so nothing mm-hmm. is cast in stone. They're saying, here, try this, see if that works. If not, well, then try this. So it's a kind of a trial and error.
It's like watching House.
Also, I would recommend, make sure, honey, that you try to get outside and get at least 15 minutes a day of natural vitamin D.
Okay.
A lot of people are on the supplements, but I do a lot of reading during the day, and I've read they're starting to say, hey, the natural variety is best. And
yes.
But I'll,
They do yeah. say that, yeah.
So you, I want to mention something about your relationship before we go to your angel card. I missed what you were saying. Can
you
want
to know if she can stay with the current one she's in, or is it time to move on, basically?
Let me ask you,
yes.
a little life coaching here. How do you feel about this relationship?
Thinking if you're asking me.
I feel comfortable. It's something that I'm receiving things that I haven't received from past partners, like very good communication, just appreciation, things like that that I'm not used to. So I'm afraid of shutting down, but I feel like I should stay open.
So I really think this is a good partner for you, at least for now. I mean,
okay.
You don't have to make a bond to stay together forever.
Why the question?
Why question it?
Why did she question? What triggered you to think that you might have to make a decision about keep going or not keep going? Is there something
because
going on there?
In the past, I'm a very kind-hearted person. And in the past, people will say, you know, I'm going to, you know, move on because I'm afraid I'm going to hurt you. You deserve better, things like that. So I just don't want to be vulnerable and then him walk away.
Well, just remember, every step we take in life is a risk. Love is a risk, too. And what were you going to say?
Oh, I would basically say that if you're going down the path with a relationship with somebody, eventually you open that vulnerability up. Everybody has to do that eventually.
But
yes, that is true.
I see really good things for you. This is a partner.
Okay.
That will take things slowly with you.
That's reassuring, at least.
And actually,
okay.
I
that was her concern.
Yeah, and I kind of honor your past partners. They recognize their limitation about you. And even though it hurt when they did it, I think they were trying to hurt you less by being honest.
They were.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
So I think that's a lot of integrity. There we go to your angel card.
Before you hang up, stand by for your angel card reading. Subject patience, Archangel Jophiel. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
And that's also a fact of being in that cocoon. You are nurturing yourself, your future, you know, your spirit. So I would relax and take it as it comes. You know, like you're not working right now. This could give you a lot of good time to use alternative therapies. Like, for instance, I like to mention to everybody, I have a collection of guided meditations. They they run the spectrum. I went to a metaphysical university, and the woman that's in charge of it, she's the CEO, she made these fantastic meditations. So I'm allowed to share them. I cannot and could not sell them. So, Melody, if you wanted to email me, I'll send you some that you might find really uplifting for you. I can give you my email.
Do you have any links on here?
Okay.
I don't know if it is. That's the thing. I guess I'll have to put it on there. All right. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. It's Deborah, DEBORAH, at psychiclovedoctor.com.
Okay. Deborah, at psychiclovedoctor.com.
Yes.
And for all the folks out there that are driving or something, they can't write squat down. If you go to her page, mm-hmm. psychiclovedoctor.com, there's contacts. So you could do that.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Yeah. So even if you lose that piece of paper, just remember the actual show, her actual website is psychiclovedoctor.com. And there'll be a contact thing there where you can email it.
Okay.
Yes. Please don't hesitate. And I will send you some. If you like them a lot, I'll send you more. All right?
Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Well, Melody, don't be a stranger now. You're a newcomer only once. And
yeah,
you know,
and we tell everybody, you're welcome to call every – we do several shows. And Monday it's News for the Soul, but otherwise it's Psychic Love Doctor show.
Yeah.
Several shows a week on Blog Talk, and you're welcome to call – encouraged, actually, to call every single show because your readings will get better.
Yes, there are.
Oh, okay.
Each reading builds on the clarity of the one before.
Yeah, if you were the first caller every show, we would think that'd be cool. You might think that we'd get upset about that, but we think that would be cool.
No, we'd love that.
So don't
be
afraid.
It would be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
right.
you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
We shall talk again.
Have a nice evening. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm
going to
put you back on hold.
Yeah.
If you want to listen, you may listen. Right, real quick, before we take the next caller, I must update my me list.
Yes, he's keeping track of everybody.
Yeah, I mean, the Blog Talk shows me a list, yeah. But it tosses, it doesn't necessarily.
They sometimes.
It's not nice
move.
About order sometimes,
yeah.
And that's shame on them. But anyway, I know the order because that's why I'm keeping track in a Word file. And speaking of which, our second caller is 919, our neighbor to the south in North Carolina, 919.
North Kakalaki, welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
Yes, who's on the line with us?
Hi.
Hi,
this is Kay. I've called before. This is my second time calling, and I do have a North Carolina number, but I'm presently in Georgia. I moved. So this is my second time calling. We spoke a few weeks back.
Yeah, well, thanks for clarifying. And, you know, Jim, you could always say, the next individual has, I guess, a area code of Georgia.
I'll just keep saying what I say.
No worries. I'm always a Carolina girl. No worries.
Yep.
So, Kay, I'm glad you called again. Would you please tell us a little of what's going on and what you'd like to know?
Certainly. The first and last time that I called, I was somewhat similar to the previous caller, you know, I'm saying how I was just kind of all over the place, just emotional basket case. I was saying how I had lost my job, looking for another job, because I don't really consider that other one such much a loss. And also about the breakup of my relationship with my girlfriend. And so I guess now I'm just trying to see, I do feel better. I have to say I'm a lot better emotionally than I was a couple of weeks ago. It's still a journey, but just trying to see what energy you're picking up around how soon this new opportunity for career is going to come. Or
that's a really good question. And, boy, nobody out there discount the fact that a loss of your livelihood really causes stress. Anxiety.
Yes.
I mean, you can end up with ulcers worrying about getting another job.
Of course. I mean, that's the whole world revolves around having money for food and a roof over your head, and got to have power. You need heat and stuff like you got to have the basics, if nothing else.
And if you really think about it, right down to the baseline, I think people work to eat. If you take it all the way down to that level.
Well, you work to.
Yeah.
To be alive, to have shelter,
you're right.
To eat, you know, stuff like that, to have medicines available, all that stuff.
Oh, by the way,
everyone. All of that.
Absolutely. That's quality of life.
It's just surviving the world.
I wanted to mention to everyone, I'm doing a full 24-card layout for each caller. This is what I do when you come to me for a session, but we won't lay it out just once. We'll keep laying them out. Other practitioners, they enjoy just drawing a couple of random cards. If that works for them, terrific. For me, I prefer to have more depth, to see more about what's really going on in your life, you know. And we can find out an awful lot about what other people are feeling. in reference to us. Yes. So, yeah. All right. Let's see. What do you want to stay in the career field you're in, Kay, or are you looking to make a change?
I love the career field that I'm in. I absolutely love it. But I have been noticing these past few months is really damn near difficult. The competition is really strong, but I really don't want to change from it. I mean, if I need to, of course I will, but that is what I really truly enjoy doing.
No, I think that's most important. But when I got into the field of journalism initially, I was told by the editor-in-chief, if you're here for the money, forget it. There's no money, realistically. Mm. But he said, if this is something you love, you're going to feel like it's priceless in rewards. And I think a lot of us get stuck doing stuff we don't like, you know, and that affects all the areas in your life.
Hmm. How many, you say 24 cards?
Yes.
Okay, somebody was asking. Yes. And that would be Michelle, international shout out from the UK.
Yay, Michelle. Yes, I use 24 cards. There's a specific
and she's watching, so she
process.
Has the whole 52 deck.
Right.
Then 24 come out of it.
And, you know, I hate to do this right now, but at my age, I tend to forget things, sadly. Anybody that's intrigued by this method, it's in my book. I gave the lessons in my book that was published in England in 2008. So if anybody's interested, I know it's at Amazon and all these other...
You can see it right here.
Yeah, it's called...
For those that are on Facebook watching.
If you're on Facebook, you see it. It's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards by Deborah Lee and...
L-E-I-G-H.
All
not
the
like
lessons
Robert E.
are in there. So that's kind of for Michelle.
Another international shout-out for Catherine from Ireland.
Catherine!
All right, back to our reading.
All right, let's get back to you. You know, you're going through dark days right now, Kay. But I got to tell you. There is such light at the end of this tunnel. And I am feeling, everybody, that 2023 is going to be an expansive, wonderful, like electrically charged year for so many of them, for most of us. And I'm looking forward to it, and I can imagine others out there need it to be. So I really feel that in your work, you're going to feel restored, rejuvenated in terms of it.
Okay.
And somebody within your organization where you work is hoping and seeking to get you promoted. Okay. Mm. Promotion coming for you. More money, more prestige, you know, better leverage all the way around. So if right now that makes absolutely no sense to you.
You just file that away in the subconscious filing cabinet.
And I've learned over these many years, when I see something that's crazy, we should go with crazy because that's usually what ends up happening to all of us. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
Crazy.
So for first reading for you, I'm just going to say, have faith. I know that sounds so cliched, but it's true.
It's a hard thing, too.
And it is.
Yeah, but it's very hard.
And one way to start is to wake up in the morning, and this is tough, too, and be grateful for what you got, just even if it's very simple. Some people are living in an apartment with, like, a chair, a table, and a bed, but you're not in a cardboard box under a bridge somewhere.
No, millions of people, and I'm not joking, that would trade places with us for as far as our comfort and living that we have. Even though we're struggling, they're like, that ain't a struggle.
Yeah, and look at all this wonderful technology we've got. Oh, my God, I wish I'd have been a kid now. You know,
or maybe we don't. Maybe we would have come out different.
Maybe we would have.
All right, anyway.
All right, so anyway, hang on. Good things are coming, and I would love for you to come back again real soon because I can see there's dimensions here that we can discuss, like about your past relationship. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty.
Before you go bye-bye, stand by for your angel card reading. Clairaudience, Archangel Zedekiah. Notice the loving guidance from you here inside your mind or from other people. So if you're hearing some loving guidance in your mind or other people, notice that.
Yeah, if you tune in, you will hear a voice speaking to you. And it can definitely be very much filled with guidance.
Right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm glad you called us,
thank
Kate.
You.
Don't be a stranger now.
Do not be a stranger.
Right.
Thank you.
Here,
you have a good one. I'm going to put you back on hold. You can hang up if you want. That's up to you. Or you can listen to the radio show on hold.
Yeah. I think you have.
And I have put her on hold. All right. We're halfway point. Let's real quick. We're going to open a tiny little window.
All right. Who's coming in?
Well, we're going to find out. Messenger folks, we're going to folks that are on hold on the phones, do not fret. We got a lot of our folks from Europe that are here. We're going to give them a few seconds to see if they can want a messenger, Deborah Lee.
And you can keep it an audio call.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it video.
You have to already be friends with Deborah. So if you're new from the UK. Ah,
well, there she
is.
It's our friend Laura. Well, hello, Miss Laura.
Laura from Canada.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, Canada.
Good, how are you?
We're rolling.
Rocking and rolling.
Yep, we are. So,
I wanted to know.
Yeah.
I know I do have some psychic abilities,
okay.
But I'd like to know what specifically they are.
Hmm. Okay.
If you can.
All right. We can take a look.
Well, while she's putting her cards down, give her some info
you think that way.
What do you think you have cooking?
Yeah.
Well, because I have, people who have passed come to me in my dreams. My mom comes to me and she told me to tell my sister that her cancer was back, so I did, and it was. I had a lady that I saw at a bingo hall, and she came to me really mad. She wanted me to tell her husband to go get on the plane and visit their kids. So I went and delivered that message. I've seen spirits out of the corner of my eye.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen things move. My mom was very... very psychic. She read cards like you.
Oh, interesting. Well, I think you've nailed it. But yes, you've definitely got some gifts here of mediumship for sure. And boy, you can really do a lot to help others with that. If you hung out a little shingle on that, you'd be amazed how many come forward. We have at my office, there's a lady or two down there that boy, she's booked up constantly. And
I don't know how to bring it out, though.
Oh.
I only get this when I'm sleeping.
I could help you with that. I have some really cool meditations,
okay.
are guided. And they're fantastic. And you can connect with your spirit guides. I can connect you with, what's the word? Where you can do channeling for others. And you know,
okay.
A lot of this stuff is easier to learn than a lot of practitioners want you to think it is.
It depends on the person, too, right?
Well, it's their livelihood.
Oh yeah, I know what you're saying. They want you. You should pay thousands of dollars so I can give you very personal attention.
But I tell you what, right here, right. Look at this, Jim. This is fantastic.
Fantastical.
Oh, I'd love to see this right now on my cards. Anyway, it's the two of hearts, five of hearts, and the ten of diamonds. Which says, and it's coming right to you, Laura, this says you are going to find success, professional fulfillment, all kinds of great things, and you're going to make, good money, really good money. I'm sorry. I had chili for lunch. What can I say?
What'd you do, fart?
No. No.
Just asking.
You know what? He has no filter, everybody.
Actually, I do. You should be glad I'm using
that.
You should
awesome.
Be glad I'm using my filter. It would be really bad.
And I want you to know that this is true brilliance here. It means you possess brilliance. So once your life gets settled down, and if you want those meditations, like the other lady, Melody, send me an email so I can send them to you in email. Okay.
You actually did, and I
did?
Have not gotten on it yet.
Okay. Well, I have more that you may like to look at. And, you know, they're only about 15 minutes long. So it isn't going to take a huge chunk out of your life in a day. But you get to the point where you just love to be able to relax like that. Oh, it feels terrific. So
I even bought earplugs for my phone so I could really get into it. Not be distracted.
Yes, earplugs, definitely. Definitely. You can lay down. Some people fall asleep, but you know, you're still receiving. Even while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
So you've called to confirm, I think, that you have these gifts, and you do. And once you open those floodgates, look out.
Floodgates open.
Yeah, because you will start to be receiving more and more in the spiritual sense. Oh, and what a great spot for that, huh? Yeah.
Stand by for an angel card reading. Always a winner. You always want this card. Well, from this archangel. You are safe, Archangel Michael. I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and your home.
And that's the thing. When you start stepping into the light of these gifts, as I had happened to me, there are lower, you know, energy forms. Some want to call them demons. I prefer not to give them such a, you know, drama-filled title. And they will try to attack. But you got Michael with you. He's got one hell of a sword.
There shall be no attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of family I've got.
Yes,
well,
you're
then,
right.
Well, Michael's on the ball.
So you are going to do fantastic. I don't care if you're out in the sticks when you relocate. Remember, we have this window on the world in front of us. I read for people all around the world, so it isn't like they have to beat a path to your door. And you kind of don't want them to, because they will come in the middle of the night, even, you know.
Right.
So anyway, Laura, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And you just keep manifesting this great future you have ahead, and also that you're going to get what you deserve from the insurance.
All right. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay, honey.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
Yep.
Okay.
Take care, and we'll talk
bye.
To you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very
all
much.
Right.
And also, there's been a lot of talk in here. Hey, we definitely encourage you folks, no matter where you are, overseas, domestic, share this show with your friends if you think they'd be interested. We're not like Ficky, where we'd only want so many people.
Oh,
No.
Also, if you know of a good platform that you think over in the UK, or I noticed we have Brazil with us now.
Well, they had one time they showed up.
Yeah, but we would be happy to broadcast elsewhere.
But we can only do so many platforms at once, unless you have seven cameras.
Yeah, we could line them all up.
Unless you have seven cameras, like we're doing a press conference in the White House. And I don't think we got that going on. But anyway, real quick, we're going on to you.
Yeah.
I thought this was kind of a cool question. Michelle, we can't get into a full-blown type reading. I told you why. But she was curious. Remember, she had a reading the other night, and she was wondering, she thinks that you said the Ten of Hearts was her in the card that represented her. I don't think so, right? No?
Well,
it wouldn't be a 10, right?
It wouldn't be a 10. It would be a face card. But here's the thing.
Well, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are you reading the wrong thing?
Yeah. Well, she said, as far as it's a protection card for her, right? Ten of Hearts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that was cool. And then she was wondering that you probably saw like a Jack of Diamonds in there.
Likely. And
but you can't, she's just wondering, who's my Jack of Diamonds? We can't get into the full reading, but you're right. It's good that you remembered. We just can't do the full type on reading, because with these callers taken, it takes 10 times longer to go back and forth on here.
Yes, it
really does. If we had a night where it was like,
Totally dead, you know, and we occasionally around holidays and stuff, we end up often with nobody.
And Catherine, I think she's new. I think she's from, she from Ireland? I think she was.
I thought you said yes.
Well, I know she's from that continent. If you can do a friend request to Deborah Lee and become friends with her in the future, you'll be able to message us.
And it's free. I mean,
it's just internet. You got to have internet. That's
it's
all. And
a
you have
phone
to,
call.
And she has Facebook, obviously, so you know she can message us. Yeah, she is from Ireland. So
and the,
right now, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and the rest of you, some people just do not want Facebook. If you don't want their messenger, blah, blah, get, what was it called again? Magic Jack. It's been around for years.
Well, then there's several other things. It's an internet calling thing where you can call internationally for obviously a fraction of what it normally costs.
Very cheaply.
That'd be great if you could get it. I don't know that I would get it just for this show. But if you have friends, other friends, because you make friends on the internet of other people in other countries, it might benefit you to do so.
You can have phone calls.
Yeah, then you can say, hey, I can call you, but bullcrap, typing crap, or messenger if you don't like it. Anyway.
All right. Okay.
Let's go back to the phones. Let me check my list because I don't want to skip anybody. Okay, I think we're going to 860, which is up in the state of Connecticut.
Welcome, Connecticut. What is your first name, please?
Hi, I think I spoke to you a while ago. My name is Molina. It's been a while.
What's your name again? I'm sorry, is it Molina?
Molina, yes.
Okay.
Molina.
Well, we don't get a lot of callers from Connecticut, so it's probably a pretty good chance that it was her.
Veronica's away for the summer, and she keeps records on everybody.
But it's only Monday and Friday she did, so.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, that doesn't preclude you from getting a reading.
Oh, yeah,
out.
Regardless. Yeah, definitely. You're here. Give us your info and your questions.
Yeah, tell us what's going on in your life.
Okay, so I'm recently, like, in the process of applying for this master's program. I'm not enrolled yet. I already called them about gathering more information, like, on how to finalize the application. And so I'm about to start it, and I'm wondering, like, career-wise, is this, like, the best decision? It feels right.
My God, what a great question.
It is a great question, and it's an important that you do take pause to make sure.
Absolutely.
It's a big step because those graduate courses are cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Now, okay, so do you want to know if the school or the institution that you've chosen is correct or doing this in general?
Or just going to the graduate level on what you're doing is correct.
For you.
This also, like, is the program, as in, like, what I'm pursuing is correct as well.
Sure. All right, well, I can kind of combine them both even. Take a good look at that.
I think, yeah, the biggest picture is the current path that she's looking to take. And there's a lot of factors, school, the course, opportunities out there. You can wrap all that into this reading.
I can.
She can bundle it up like it's Christmas because, you know what? That shit's coming soon. Christmas is not that far away.
Don't even start.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, what is it? Is it going to be after Labor Day? You're going to slowly start seeing the little decorations come out?
Well, I know. Halloween is already.
Oh, Halloween's out. You know that Thanksgiving crap's going to be hitting the floor soon.
Well, remember, a lot of people like these holidays.
I can like them. I just don't need to goddamn buy the stuff 7 months in advance is all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
And be prepared, everybody. I've read FedEx and all them. They're going to jack up their shipping prices this season.
They're kind of jerks, but they also probably have to because they have to get so much extra help, pay so much overtime to people. Some of these drivers are working like 14-hour shifts, you know, so they probably say, hey, you know.
Okay, for you, my dear.
Bring it out.
Your cards are saying that, yes, this is a great decision, and there's a word of caution here for you. The word is, it's not going to be a bird course. This is going to be hard. It's actually going to take some, you know, muscle in the brain.
Graduate course should
and
take
it
a
should,
lot of,
right.
Yes.
So in a bird course, those of you who don't know what that is, it means you're going to just fly right through it.
I've never heard that before either.
A bird course?
But I can kind of, just when you hear a bird course, you can kind of figure out, that's a cakewalk.
There is one professor that's going to drive you crazy. But I want you to remember, he really believes in what he's doing, and he's trying to get to the heart of his students to have that, what do you call it, Jim? That's like, wonder why we're having feedback.
That's just some weird sounds on her end. Not feedback.
He wants you to love this so much that you would swim any ocean and climb any mountain. You know what I mean? That's the kind of guy he's going to be.
Are you on speakerphone by chance?
Yes.
That's our problem.
Can you get off speakerphone, or is that not a good idea?
Like if you're
driving. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's cool. We were hearing like bizarre alien
noises.
I don't know if the aliens were recording or shooting at us or something. It was some weird stuff. Okay, anyway. All right,
anyway, I wanted to just be prepared for this guy. All right. He's tough. He's hard as nails, but he's going to make something of you. All right? And you are going to be networking. It's great. Your cards look really good about this decision. All right. Do you have a partner, a significant other?
I don't. And I think I called you before about it. And no.
Well, I want to tell you, this is going to be a lot of work. And somebody in your life might feel like neglected.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you have to. If that person isn't understanding, then they cannot be in your life right now.
And the thing is, there's going to be time for that, but this is important to focus on right now.
If you're doing a graduate course, all the other stuff can wait. And if that person can't wait, then they are not meant to be with you.
They're not the right person.
They ain't the right person because they would want you to succeed.
So,
because people that don't want to wait are selfish.
Yes, listen to that. What you got?
What you got cooking? I had a couple here. First of all, I must play the traditional sound.
Got to have your harp.
All right, let's go with this because this may have something to do with that, maybe because she's focusing on her career first. Why did I take the glass off so I can't read it? Subject of your angel card reading is Beloved One, Archangel Shamuel.
Well, all right.
I want to say Shamu, but that's, I don't want to belittle an archangel because I don't need a lightning bolt hitting me right between the eyes. I'm helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. So maybe he's saying you focus on what you got to do, and this archangel is gonna
bring you
he's
right
got
one.
That coming when the time is right.
Yes, I like that.
So you just focus on that, and you got this archangel. So I'll take care of that soulmate stuff for you.
I like that. Take care, hon. Good things are on the way.
Good. Okay, because I'm planning to do this graduate program while working, so I'm wondering
Yes. I had every idea. I mean, every thought was that she's going to be working.
I work in a engineering field down here, and every single one of those, I've know 50% of them, if not more, have had done full time jobs and got graduate degrees.
Okay.
You don't necessarily enjoy it. You're not having a good time all the time, but it can be done, and they did it, and they are glad for it.
Oh, I bet. And, that's why you wouldn't have time for a partner right now, because it would be kind of a time waster.
Yeah, if you're working
and
going to school. Remember when I was doing that? Oh, you got time for anything, because eventually, guess what? You got to sleep. Imagine that,
Yep, so you'll do it. You'll keep it in balance.
Because if you don't get that sleep thing, all that other shit's going down the toilet, all that job stuff, all that school stuff.
Yeah, and you can't do badly.
Got to get a little bit in at least.
Yeah, my sister did that girl worked herself to the bone, but she did not do well enough for her degrees that she ended up going in an entirely different direction.
Yeah, you
they
wanna,
told
yeah.
her, they said, you're never going to get a job in this. So,
all right. Well,
all righty. Good luck to you.
Yeah, and good luck and move forward.
Strive. Call us anytime you need a nice little pep talk. All right.
Okie dokie pokey. We're going to take our next caller, 856. 856, I believe, is in the Jersey area. 856, welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Hi. Hello.
It's all fucked up. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Hello. Hey, welcome to the show. We're sorry that something is all fucked up.
How are you?
Your comment kind of went out around the world.
Yes, it did. All right, anyway, back to your reading. What do you got? Because the clock's ticking.
And what's your name, please?
Yeah, what's your name? What would you like to know?
Where's Maria? Either work or relationship, if that's ever going to happen right now.
Well, where are you? Are you right at a crossroads where there's been no unemployment, but you've got to go forward? Or what's happening?
There's employment, but too much drama at the moment.
Are you still working at the job?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got a job, but she's kind of getting sick of the drama there.
Oh, yeah, that can really wear you down.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that just makes you not want to even wake up in the morning and go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And you are Maria?
Where's Maria?
Okay.
What?
Ask her again, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am multitasking, so my brain is only half here. You're Maria?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
Now, that's beautiful.
That is cool.
Rose Maria.
You got to like it. You got to like it. That's kind of like very old school, but
it
very,
is.
Very cool.
But, like, say your mother naming you.
It's like an exotic thing.
Yes, it's very exotic.
And it's not hick.
No.
Like the Walton Jim Bob, you know, all that Billy Bob stuff. It's very cool.
Very. It's aristocratic
It's very, almost, I don't want to say.
We're not lunatic, hon. We just act like we are.
We were dropped on our heads as young children.
All right. You know, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. And I don't think a choice is really involved for you. But things are going to disintegrate. It's like in a downward spiral.
At our current work situation?
And you want to know why? Here's the kicker. Because you're meant to move on. You're not meant to stay there with all those dysfunctional people. There, you have, you know, better fish to fry, so to speak. So I feel when this finally has gotten you to the point where you've had it, you're going to say that, you know what? I've had it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, and you know, if that workplace, if the workplace environment has gotten toxic in any way at all, that's management's fault. That's their one job. One of their jobs is to make sure that it stays as a workplace environment, not drama filled.
Instead of being a dysfunctional family.
That's not a playground. It's not a frickin' circus. It's a work. Yep. So that means management is failing at the highest.
Oh, Rose Maria, you are going to step into something that is like amazing. So don't worry. Sometimes our fear holds us back. And then sometimes anger pushes us forward.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you know, if you got a job and it was going good, but all this drama comes along, you wish the drama could go away, but maybe it's not. And like you said, it's going to open another door somewhere eventually.
Big time.
Right. And then she's going to be like, wow, I'm actually kind of glad all that drama
and
crap happened.
And you will be. I had a woman sit in my office who got fired from a corporate level job. That she'd only worked there like 6 weeks, and she was sobbing. And I said to her, listen, a year from now, you are going to want to go thank them for sending you packing, because she ended up out in a tremendously successful
new
job.
It does happen. You know, it's always that meant-to-be thing.
And that's why when things start going badly, it's a sign that we've got to get off that track.
Right, and she called, so she's seeing the writing on the wall.
Maybe this is just a confirmation to her what she already feels.
Yeah, trust her, what her gut's telling her, right.
Okay, go ahead.
Real quick, stand by, because we have another caller yet. Stand by for your angel card reading. Subtikus, remember who you are.
Oh, yeah.
Archangel Michael, Swordman, the man with the sword. You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You're very loved.
There you go. And remember, the higher power would not take you this far and leave you. Better things are in store. And here we go again. It's like the theme of this show tonight is have faith. Faith. So, hon, I hope you call us again. And you'll watch. You'll have a relationship coming real soon, especially once you've jumped this hurdle. Yeah.
And thank you for holding.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. And you call back in every other show we do.
You have a really cute laugh.
And your reading will get more clearer the more you call back on this.
And I hope things aren't fucked up anymore.
Yeah, it's all fucked up. It's like an Elvis song.
Yeah. Take care, sweetheart. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Sure. That was really funny.
Yeah, it was.
About how that carried over.
Yeah. So makes you wonder, because she's on the phone holding, but she's talking. I don't know if she must be talking in person. It's not like she was talking on another phone because she said goodbye.
I know.
So she's multi-phoning.
That was really bizarre.
It was, but totally bizarre. So bizarre.
Is that a song?
Yeah. So bizarre. So bizarre for the people out there.
I don't know how you know all these songs.
I listen to a lot of music. Remember.
What?
I did extend the show, so we will finish the last call. The last caller, you will not be screwed because we're jibber-jabbering. Remember, back before the COVID days, I had a long commute sometimes in the summer to work. So I was listening to a lot of music.
Oh, that's true.
And sometimes I'd get up very early in the morning, and my wake-up routine was to lay there and watch music videos.
And maybe during your Navy time while deployed, you probably listened to a lot
of music. That song that I just said, So Bizarre, was I wasn't in the Navy then when that came out.
Okay.
That was after that. Anyway. Blah, 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 blah.
Alrighty. Who we got?
We're going up north.
North.
Over our border into Canada. Area code 306 from Canada.
Yay, Canada. Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan is what it told me.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name, please?
Nancy, I've called in before.
Okay, hi Nancy. How are you doing?
Well, all right.
Well, you know, that's true. They're not calling just to say hi.
Is Saskatchewan out west coast?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So it's like, does that encompass
Alberta.
Like Alberta?
Yeah, right beside it.
I'm on board. All right, right beside it. Okay.
Okay, wait. I have, Nancy, I've got a really bizarre question for you.
So bizarre.
And we've extended the show so we can do
this. I have extended the show, so she's not getting screwed.
I just wonder.
So to speak.
I love people in Canada. I say this all the time. But you have different provinces, right?
Yes.
And we have states.
Yes.
We have certain states that don't like other states. Do you have that sort of?
Do you have province rivalry?
That I know of.
Well, I didn't think so either.
It's probably what makes Canada great.
Well, yeah, they didn't go through a civil war like we did, so that's a whole different ball game.
Very true. All right, hon, what are you calling us to help you with?
Well, I've called in before. It was my son who was with a woman, you know, and she was with like maybe three men when she got pregnant. And she was saying that.
Oh,
that's
wait
what I
a
asked.
How are you involved? Is this a child of yours or?
Yeah, my son is involved with this woman that's pregnant.
I remember.
We remember.
So very complicated.
So she's had three sex partners, this girl.
Yeah, she told my son two, but you were saying maybe three.
You know what they say? Yeah. Women usually lie low.
Yeah,
so if they say three, it might be 23.
Five.
Yeah. Or maybe just five. But, yeah, you know what they say.
Oh, I remember working on this with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she's pregnant.
Yep. Could be, maybe.
Is he going to get a paternity test?
I hope so.
I would insist.
This has got to break a mother's heart. It really does.
I would be think that.
They only knew each other for 2 months when she got pregnant.
Yeah, and I know being the guy, he's probably like freaking out.
Oh yeah. Well, what would you
and then
like?
They started dating.
Yeah.
They started dating like a few months after she was pregnant, and I think he's dating just in case he is the father. But I don't know, you know, I'm wondering if he is the father or if it's going to last between them.
Did I see previously that he is the father? I thought I said no. No.
Yeah, you said no.
Okay.
Said no, but also said you got to keep checking on that because that can be, with all the multiple people involved, that could be a very, very web that you have to go through.
I've recently learned. Yeah, go ahead.
It's due October 21st.
Whoa!
Well, I've heard
that's right around the corner
that they can do an in utero paternity test.
They can, but somebody's paying for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Probably going to happen after the kid's born, most likely. Well, let's be realistic. That's most likely that's the time when most of the paternity tests happen, unless rich folks are getting involved. But most of us aren't rich folks.
You know, I feel really sorry for your son, but I got to say, too, somebody so misguided like this girl, I can't help but feel a little something for her too.
Well, but you know, and sometimes,
yeah,
as a young man,
yeah,
if this turns out like that, it's not his. That can be a big woof lesson learned, not
yeah,
going down that road again type learning lesson. We'll see. Some people never learn.
And like, I just feel like maybe I'm purposely or not, that she planned it, because, you know, 23, not on birth control. So I
yeah,
don't know if she
is,
planned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you have to admit, it's a two-way street, though.
Yeah, he could have said no.
He could have said, even if I
covered up, you know?
Yep. Oh, yeah. You're on birth control? Well, you know what? I don't care. I'm taking the other measure, too, just to be safe.
Or
yeah,
not do it.
We're not well on.
Or
Deb,
just
yeah, not do it. Let's come on, Deb.
What do you mean?
This ain't
come
the
on
Wizard of Oz where everybody's running down the yellow brick road. People are doing it.
But they should have some presence of mind.
Yeah, they should have a plan, something in their pocket. You know, so you know what we're saying. But yeah,
I do know, and I think people are being very reckless.
Oh, absolutely.
Sexually.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, let me see what I got here. I am going to stand by what I said. I don't believe it's your son, okay? So I'm standing
okay,
by that. If they don't get a test, then they are not cheap. But don't you have universal health care up there or whatever they call it?
Not for that.
Yeah,
not
I don't
for
think
something
that,
like that.
Paternity tests aren't going to be covered by
these
Obamacare.
These things are expensive down here.
Should be a little more like, than it used to be. But
it's like $1,500.
Yeah, but $1,500 ain't squat.
When you're looking at 18 years of child support.
I would start working overtime or whatever I could to start saving up that $1,500, because it makes a difference for your whole life.
It really does. And I see you right here, Nancy, and I can tell this has really been a difficult journey for you, because your son's got so much going for him. You know?
Yeah, I always say, like, he starts to get his life on track, and then something happens to.
Yeah, it just, it makes a person want to lose faith.
But you can't.
You can't.
No.
It's like, oh my God, everything's going great, and I just did this one thing, and Jesus, why can't I just do this one thing and not have a problem? Yep.
That's true.
So you're saying that he's not the father?
If by my estimation, now remember, this is not absolute.
And we are not doctors. We are not
yeah,
DNA
yeah,
specialists.
Yeah.
We are not paternity true specialists. Nope.
But I have a pretty good track record on this stuff.
Well, and the fact that you threw out multiple partners,
yeah,
that takes those odds down a lot.
Well, and I said that too, that he wasn't the only one.
Oh, and she brought up
yeah,
threw some numbers out. And, you know, like I said, when a woman
yeah,
throws numbers
out. They had a gender reveal party, and the only guy I think that was there was my son. So she believes it's my son. She wants it to be my son's.
Well.
Yeah, well, what you want and what you get are two different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, and what is the gender?
Girl.
I knew you were going to say that.
I didn't know. I don't,
yeah, because her mom, my daughter's having a daughter, and I don't know, is my son and this woman, this female, going to, like,
I hear it in your voice. This is going to be an emotional step for you if they stay together and say it's his, you know, you may never will know the truth.
If they don't get a paternity test, you'll never know.
But she could still lie about it.
But either way, it doesn't mean they're going to stay together.
Well, I want to tell you right now, your son will end up being a divorced or a single father. Because this girl is searching for a partner that I don't think even exists. She's never happy.
Yeah, she's probably looking for Mr. Goodbar or whatever.
Well, Mr. Moneybag.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, that
yeah,
ain't my son.
Well, but you know, we didn't
yeah,
say she was Einstein.
No, we didn't say that.
She might not work at NASA, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. So what do we got for?
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Stand by. Angel card reading, and this could be for her.
For either one of us.
Or her son,
yeah,
yes. I will read it, and you, or it could be for both. Subject, life review. Archangel Jeremiah, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
Wow.
I mean, we all could use that damn card because none of us are perfect.
Yeah, I think that's probably for both of us, really.
It could be for both. And but usually the younger one has more ability to change his path.
Yeah.
So I would say that hopefully
more
these...
More so for him.
Yeah, more. That's my personal opinion. I'm not Deb. But I think it's more so for him because at that age, they are like clay that hasn't hardened yet. They can be molded.
No, but
they can change.
I tell you, he's traumatized. I see him in your car.
And if he's traumatized, it's bad, but it's good because he's going to file that away for the future.
Oh, it's a heck of a lesson.
I ain't doing that squat, that crap again, you know.
So he's traumatized.
To even be in the situation.
To be in the situation of having an unwanted pregnancy.
And he feels ashamed in front of you. You know, he wants to do well by you, have a proud mother.
No male or female wants to tell their mother that.
No. But I love you, assure you, everything's going to work out. One way.
Right.
And let's all remember, this child is the innocent part.
Oh, the child's
in
not.
Is
I wish no harm to the child, but I still hope it's not my son's.
Yeah. Right. And I do too, because this is a very mixed up young lady.
Well, and if it's not and they have a paternity test, she could use those results to go find the father.
Yes, she could. She should go on Maury. Yeah.
Is that still around?
Yeah, it's still around.
Wow.
Yeah, go on Maury.
There's also paternity court down in the States there.
Yes. And then he can hear those words. You are not the father.
And I'd be like, woohoo.
Yeah, but some of these guys, they like jump in the air.
And some of the women do too.
Yeah,
they
do.
They freak out. I told you.
Yeah.
But you know, when somebody acts like that, it usually means they didn't know themselves either.
True.
Or they would just be calm and say, I told you. All right. Anyway, thank you so much for calling and holding. And keep on
thanks.
Calling.
Yeah, please call us again.
Yeah, you can
if nothing else, we're here to support you.
And you can be a frequent caller. Some people are worried that they're not allowed to call too much. We welcome you to call every single show we do.
We have some that call all the time.
A couple of times I catch you right at the end of the show, and then one time I read my notifications about an hour or two after you were finished.
Oh, so sorry.
But we know, but that's what we do a lot. So
We've been doing them almost every day.
Yeah, there's like a couple we don't.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, and you have a good night.
Blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now, and that means we're going to have to say goodbye.
Unfortunately, we have another caller that showed up, but we have already extended the show, and we normally would extend it, but we have something.
Yeah, we have
We have another thing lined up.
Yeah,
Another gig lined up. Our blog talk folks have said goodbye. And now we got to say goodbye to the Facebook folks.
Yeah.